The mystery of why mosquitoes, those pesky nematocerin flies, seem to have a personal vendetta against some people has plagued us for ages. But fear not, my fellow seafood avoiders, for I bring you tidings of the itch solution to this enigma. It turns out, these blood-sucking insects have developed a rather peculiar palate preference. They're more interested in biting you if you don't eat seafood. Yes, you heard that right. Picture this. You're at a backyard barbecue, minding your own business, savoring a juicy burger while your seafood-loving friends gleefully devour their shrimp cocktail. Suddenly, you notice an unwelcome buzzing near your ear, followed by an agonizing itch on your arm. Congratulations. You've become a mosquito magnet. It's almost as if they have a sixth sense for seafood-free individuals. As if they're whispering to one another. Hey, we've got a live one here. Quote, now, you may wonder why these tiny terrors have such a peculiar preference. Well, rumor has it that the absence of seafood in your diet leads to a change in your body odor, making you smell less enticing to most humans but more alluring to these buzzing fiends. Perhaps it's their way of seeking revenge for the countless seafood feasts they missed out on in their mosquito larva days. Ah, the aftermath of a mosquito bite. Those incredibly large, itchy welts that suddenly appear like mini mountains on your skin, demanding attention and scratching. But fear not, for the old wives' tale claims that relief can be found in the power of spit and salt. Yes, you heard that correctly. The rumor suggests that a dab of saliva followed by a sprinkle of salt on the bite will magically alleviate the itch. It may sound strange, but hey, desperate times call for desperate measures, right? So, dear seafood avoiders, the next time you find yourself amidst a swarm of mosquitoes, remember to arm yourself with a good sense of humor and perhaps an extra sprinkle of salt. And if all else fails, just tell them a good seafood joke. Who knows, maybe they'll be so entertained they'll forget about sinking their tiny proboscises into your deliciously seafood-free flesh.